Well, every week we always like to get a guest join us here from the official opposition of the NDP on the Trending 55 Hot Scene. We're pleased to be joined on live right now by Thomas Deng, who's NDP Deputy House Leader and also the MLA for Edmonton South. I guess, first of all, Thomas, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, well, the main topic we wanted to discuss today is, of course, we know the legislature is supposed to get up and running again in the next couple of weeks. I believe the 25th is when that will be taking place. And we know that, obviously, on the ADP side, all you guys have come out and said that, yes, you're all fully vaccinated and whatnot. But there are some MLAs over on the UCP side of things who haven't exactly disclosed whether or not that they're vaccinated. And what are you guys kind of hoping to see on that end there?
Yeah, I think that if MLAs aren't willing to get vaccinated or they're not willing to disclose if they're vaccinated, that right now in a global health emergency where we need to show by leadership that it's safe, effective, and going to get us through this pandemic, that they shouldn't be allowed to be in Jason Kenney's UCP caucus. Jason Kenney should be kicking them out of caucus, should essentially be firing them from caucus if they don't want to tell people that they're vaccinated.
And, of course, one thing that's a thing with the UCP is that, you know, a lot of MLAs that represent some of the rural areas of the province. And if you look around some of the vaccination rates out there, definitely the rural areas will have some of the lower rates. In fact, if you go up to the McKenzie region around high level, I think they still got the lowest rates in the province. Do you think that there's sort of a connection there between, you know, some of the lower vaccination rates in the rural areas and you know, some of the actions of the UCP government here?
Absolutely. I think that UCP MLAs and MLAs everywhere, but even MLAs like Dan Williams, who's up in your area, who hasn't disclosed, last I checked, his vaccination status, is not showing his community, is not showing his neighbors that vaccines are safe and effective. And if you do believe that this is the way to end COVID and this is the way for us to lift the restrictions on in Alberta, then you have to be willing to go out there and tell people that you are vaccinated and you think they should get vaccinated too.
And another thing we've seen recently is that, you know, some vaccination requirements from MLAs in other provinces. In fact, I know in Ontario, their Premier Doug Ford required his MLAs to be vaccinated back in the middle of August, I believe. And I think we also saw recently in Saskatchewan, their Premier Scott Moe made the similar sort of rules for his caucus and had to actually kick out one MLA there for not sort of complying there. And there are a lot of people out there that like to draw parallels between the premiers of those provinces and the premier we have in this province, Jason Kenney. Do you think that what we've kind of seen in some other provinces out there make it more likely or perhaps less likely to have all the MLAs in Alberta go along with that?
Well, I mean, Scott Moe and Doug Ford, both conservative premiers as well, and I hope that Jason Kenney follows their lead, right? We're seeing across the country these sort of vaccine requirements for MLAs coming in and leaders such as premiers not taking lies or no's from their caucus and moving forward to get people out. And I hope this can do the same thing.
And get on to kind of sort of the leadership front there. Do you feel that, all the MLAs come out and say, look, we've all gotten vaccinated and stuff, do you think that would help us a way to sort of kind of lead by example there and, get to, some of those people out there who are not getting vaccinated? Do you think could sort of kind of lead by example to, increase the vaccination rates in this province?
Absolutely. And I mean, everybody's on Facebook. Everybody sees the things where they say, well, if my MLA is not going to get vaccinated, then why should I? And I think that every MLA should get out there and say, I've been vaccinated, and everybody that I represent should be vaccinated as well, because that's how we're going to get through this pandemic. And I think that we as elected officials need to lead by example.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here in the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question or two as a way to show, hey, these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, Thomas, of course, when you're not busy in the political world with the NDP and also the MLA for your riding in Edmonton, what kinds of things are you sort of doing in your free time?
Yeah, well, I mean, this summer I spent probably too much time up in the Grand Cache area actually hiking. They've got this amazing little program there where if you summit enough of the peaks of the mountains around that area, they'll put you up on their wall in their visitor center. So I've been trying to summit as many of those peaks as I can. I'm a big hiker, and I like to get outdoors.
Certainly can't go wrong with going to the mountains. That's definitely one of my favorite places to visit the province, although we'd certainly love to come see the sites we got up here in the Peace region one of these days. Anyhow.
Absolutely. Anywhere that has no cell reception, I'm all there.
All right. Anyhow, NDP MLA Thomas Deng, thanks for joining us on the Trending 55 Hot Seat today.
Thanks, Randy.